Find Proverbs and the 8th chapter. Let us rise together and we will read out loud Proverbs chapter 8, and we will read verses 1 through 5. Here is Proverbs 8, verse number 1. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? Would you read with me on verse 2? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for this book that's in front of me tonight. What book is like this great book? Father, I pray that you would take the words of this book and use them in the hearts and lives of each person that's here this evening, of each person that will hear this message. I pray you would take the words of this great, eternal, inspired, preserved, God-breathed book and get honor to the name of Jesus. Bless us with light to our path this evening. In the matchless name, the highest name, the best name, just the greatest name that's ever been spoken, the name above all names, Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You can have a seat. Proverbs chapter 8 begins with a question. Proverbs chapter 8 is all about wisdom, and it is in praise of wisdom. Tells how excellent wisdom is, and it begins with question. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? Now the question is without an answer, because the answer is understood that everybody knows it, that yes, wisdom is crying, wisdom is calling out. Wisdom is calling, and wisdom will call to anybody who will listen. And I urge you this evening, listen to the voice. Hear the voice this evening. The voice and the cry and the call of wisdom. Hear wisdom's voice. Do you hear her this evening calling above the din of this world? Entertainers tonight, call for your ear. But I urge you tonight, hear wisdom calling. Wisdom, my friend, is calling you. Plenty of things are calling for your ear tonight. Their voices raise loud and long. But I urge you tonight, hear tonight the call of wisdom. Hear wisdom crying, because the benefits of wisdom excel, like verse number 6 says, here I will speak of excellent things. The call of wisdom, if it is answered, will impart to you more excellent things than listening to the call of any entertainer, listening to the call of any athlete, listening to the call of any advertiser. Do you hear this evening the voice of wisdom calling above all the other voices that are in this world this evening? I beg you tonight, hear the cry of wisdom. Hear the call of wisdom. Wisdom in the Old Testament is Jesus Christ in the New Testament. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 30 and 31 tell us tonight that wisdom is the Lord Jesus. Wisdom, God's divine wisdom, is Jesus Christ, his incarnate wisdom. So tonight, wisdom is Jesus calling you tonight. And the Bible says in that passage that we read, verse number 4 of Proverbs chapter 8, his voice, he is calling to the sons of men. You see tonight, Jesus Christ is calling, and he will call anybody who will hear. He will call anybody who will listen. He will call anybody. His voice is to the sons of man. Christ is calling tonight. What's he calling to? First of all, he's calling to salvation. See, he does not tonight want anybody to be in hell. He tonight does not want anybody to perish. He's calling you tonight to be saved. I beg you tonight, hear the cry. Does not wisdom cry? Yes is the answer. Does not Christ cry? Does he not lift up his voice tonight to the sons of men? Yes is the answer. And I'm glad as a 17-year-old boy, I heard the call of wisdom and said, it does not matter tonight what my friends will answer. I answer yes to wisdom, and I will heed the call of wisdom. Wisdom is calling out. You know why? Wisdom is calling because, verse number 5, the condition of our heart. We're pretty simple. You know, if you've ever read the book Pilgrim's Progress, the pilgrim ends up going by a place called Vanity Fair. Whew. Isn't this world tonight just a vanity fair? And our simple hearts sometimes will listen to the siren call of Vanity Fair. Now, here's what we ought to do. Hear the call tonight of wisdom. Because wisdom is so excellent, wisdom is so awesome, and wisdom is for anybody. Now, verse number 5 tells us who wisdom is calling. The simple. Do you see that in verse number 5? Wisdom's call is, her voice is, I'm crying out to the simple. Here's a good word for simple. The common. The average. Because verse number 5 in Proverbs chapter 8 tells what wisdom could do for you and for me if I will hear the call. What a sad thing to miss the call of wisdom. I sat yesterday and counseled with a young man. I went through the gospel with him. I begged him to be saved. I begged him to hear wisdom calling him. I said, sir, it is your heart's door that Jesus Christ is knocking at. I said, sir, would you please open your heart's door? But it is your heart's door. He will not force his way into any man's heart and life. He only comes in by invitation. I said, sir, what will you do with your heart's door? I begged him to hear the call of wisdom. His response was this. His response was, I'll think about that. I've studied the Bible some, and I will think about that. But my friend, God is not after my intellect tonight. The call of wisdom isn't something I ponder. The call of wisdom is something I obey and heed, or I disobey and refuse. But I beg you tonight to hear the call of wisdom, because it is to common people, it is to simple people, and it will change your heart. Do you see that in verse number 5? Oh, simple, understand wisdom. Be ye of an understanding heart. That God will take somebody who is common, who is simple, who is average, who is ordinary. And here's what wisdom can do. Make you into somebody wise. Wow. What wisdom could do this evening, my friend. If you would simply say, I will listen, hear, answer the call of wisdom. He would take the average common life, the typical heart, and he would make it into a great, a sanctified, a wise, and an understanding heart. My friend, what wisdom could do? Well, I wish I could report to you that young man listened. that he responded to the call of wisdom. I can't say that tonight. He said, well, I'll think about it. And I appreciate that. But why should he listen to wisdom? Look at verse number six in our passage. Why listen to wisdom tonight? Why hear wisdom's call tonight? Because look at verse number six. Wisdom says, hey, listen to me. Hear my voice above all the din of the world. Hear my call. By the way, wisdom is calling everybody. Because I speak of excellent things. And I speak of right things. Because wisdom is worth listening to. Wisdom is worth giving my ear to, because wisdom will change my heart. Now, not everything you hear, not everything that I listen to is worth listening to. But I tell you tonight, when you hear John 3:16, that, my friend, is worth listening to. When you hear, I will cast all my sins behind my back, that, my friend, is an excellent thing. That is worth listening to. Why listen to wisdom tonight? Because wisdom speaks such excellent and lofty things. But also in verse number seven, why listen to wisdom? Why should I hear wisdom above all the voices that are in the world? The voices that say, be successful. The voices that say, be rich, be wealthy. Why should I listen to wisdom tonight? Because verse number seven, wisdom is telling me the truth. Do you ever read advertising in a newspaper, in the ad section, or maybe you see it on TV or you hear it on the radio and you just think, that's a lie. There's no way I'm taking that pill or drinking that drink and losing that much weight. I know it doesn't work. No matter how many times people hear that voice, they still fall for that line. All I have to do is take this many pills or drink this kind of drink and I will lose 75 pounds in 25 days. my friend, can I tell you something this evening? Wisdom will speak the truth. Have you ever seen an ad in a paper and it's for a certain kind of car and you look at the price in there and you think, wow, that car only costs that amount? Yeah, it does. Until you get to the dealership. Because when you get to the dealership, you're going to find, oh, there's extra fees. There's extra costs. Well, we don't really have that model, but we have another model. Did you ever go to Verizon or AT&T or Sprint and you walked in and you said, I would like a new phone? And they said, well, we can sell you this phone, but it doesn't have all the bells and whistles. But if you get this phone, it's only going to be this much a month. And then you get your bill. And as you're looking through your bill, you're saying, where did all these extra fees come from? I feel like I have really been ripped off. Because you and I can't trust every voice that we hear tonight. But here's why to listen to the voice of wisdom. Wisdom says, my mouth shall speak the truth. By the way, when Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions, my friend, he was telling the truth. When Jesus said the rich man died and was buried in hell, he was telling the truth. Hear his voice tonight. His voice is the voice of wisdom. Why listen tonight? Because verse number 8, all his words are right. All her words are right. Verse number 8 says, there is nothing froward, nothing crooked, nothing, here's the idea, nothing misleading in them. You see, my friend, tonight, there are a lot of voices in the world that will mislead you if you give heed to them. That's why I beg you tonight, listen to the voice of wisdom, because wisdom will always steer you right. Have any of you ever been in the town of Easton, Pennsylvania? You know where Easton is? You been in Easton, Donnie? It's a great place. You been in Easton? Honey, you've been in Easton. I preached in a church in Easton, I think. It's not. Have any of you ever been in Reading, Pennsylvania? You've been in Reading? You've been in Reading, Donnie? It's a great little town. Well, it used to be. Now it's kind of a little rough. Kind of like a small version of Altoona. Well, not long ago, this guy was driving in Easton, Pennsylvania. Are you listening? Don't do this. He's following his GPS. Don't do this. He ended up driving into a body of water. You don't want to be that guy. He was so intent on following his GPS that it led him down this path into a canal or a river, something like that, by following the GPS, because the GPS was saying, turn right on this little path, and he turned right. Continue following this little path, and he continued following it, and then the GPS said, splash! He was completely misled! I wonder how many people out there, my friend, have listened. I wonder how many people in the world tonight have listened to the wrong voice and been completely misled into tragedy or sin or error or heartbreak or into hell itself. But if you'll listen to wisdom's call tonight, and wisdom is calling, if you'll listen to wisdom's call, a common person can be made wise. If you'll listen to, well, you say, why should I listen? Because wisdom speaks of such excellent things, verse 6, because wisdom will tell you the truth, verse number 7, and verse number 8, because wisdom will not mislead you. Here's why you should listen to wisdom in verse number 11, and we'll be done. Bring it in for a landing here. For wisdom is better than rubies. Wisdom is superior than rubies. Wisdom is better than silver or gold, because wisdom is Jesus. Ask yourself this question this evening. How much time have I spent trying to get wise? How much time have I spent seeking wisdom? How much time have I spent trying to obtain wisdom? Wisdom is superior to anything that is found in this world. It's better than wealth. It's better than fame. Wisdom is just superior. Wisdom is better than riches. Wisdom is better than position. Wisdom is better than power. Wisdom is better than anything that you could name. Wisdom is greater than this evening. Better than rubies, better than gold. There's nothing that you can compare wisdom to. I beg you this evening, hear wisdom's call. Here's what faith does. Faith listens to wisdom and does what wisdom says. Here's what love does tonight. Love listens to wisdom from the heart. You understand there's hearing with your ears, and then there's hearing with your heart. There's hearing because, well, I got to listen to something. And there's hearing because I really want to hear from wisdom. Wisdom's calling tonight. Wisdom's calling anybody that will listen. Why should you listen? Because wisdom is just the bestest, goodest, most wonderful, incomparable thing in the entire world. And because you and I are just common. And wisdom can reach to a simple life and make a simple person an uncommon person. How does a tax collector become an apostle? He listened to wisdom. How does Abram become an Abraham? He listened to wisdom. How does Ruth become in the genealogy of the Messiah? She listened to wisdom. How does Gideon, a timid farmer, become a general? He listened to wisdom. Wisdom can make the common spectacular by changing your heart tonight. I beg you, I plead with you tonight. Hear the call of wisdom. Let us stand together. And we'll have a prayer. My Father, you know I've sought wisdom. You know I seek for her. You know I hunger and thirst to be a wise man. I would be a wise father this evening. I would be a wise husband this evening. I would be a wise master builder this evening in building thy work. Oh God, please give me wisdom. You said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. I need wisdom tonight. I'm such a needy man, God. I need wisdom tonight. I beg you tonight, God, give me wisdom from heaven, please. Lord, wisdom does cry. Wisdom is speaking to anybody who would hear. I would listen, God. I would listen, God. I would listen. Please, God, send wisdom. Please send wisdom, God, to my heart and soul and life. Give wisdom to the choices that we make, to the path that we go down. I beg you for that tonight in Jesus' name. You might be here this evening, and you might feel, as I do tonight, how deep and desperately, how deeply I need wisdom. In just a moment, the music will play. If you feel that need that deeply, I invite you to step from your seat when the music plays, to kneel at the front here, to make yourself an altar here and say, "Dear God, I believe you give to any man who asks wisdom, to any woman, to any boy, to any girl who asks for wisdom, that you'd give it to them."